everyone. Your designers are here.
I'm Anita from Cedar Hill Farmhouse.
And I'm Yvonne from Stone Gable.
And I'm Kelly from My Soulful Home. And we have tips and tricks and decorating advice for you. So let's get started.
Today is episode 15, Mixing Patterns. And we're going to get right to it today because we are all so excited. We're like kids in the proverbial decorating candy store. We all love to talk about mixing patterns. So I'm just going to throw the first question out there without, you know, a lot of ado. Do you girls mix patterns in your decor?
Absolutely. I love patterns. And, you know, I have neutrals mainly in my house now, so I don't have a lot of patterns now in my home, but I adore patterns. And there was a time when that's all I bought. I wouldn't even buy a solid color. It had to be a pattern.
Yeah, I'm a mixer too. And I'm really getting to the super fun part of decorating my house now. And that's one of the things that I'm doing. In fact, I've got some swatches and even I have a couple of napkins that I bought on Amazon that I plan on making into pillows, draped over existing pillows on my sofa right now.
Such a good idea.
And I'm loving them. They're buffalo check, gray and white buffalo check.
Beautiful.
And I had seen buffalo check pillows and I thought, oh, well, you know, and I wasn't
sure. I love buffalo check.
You know, it adds a little playfulness to my living room, and I'm loving it. So, yes, I'm a mixer. So, I'm excited about what we're going to talk about today.
Oh, good. And, you know, my house is pretty neutral, but I think that's because I love so many colors and so many patterns. It just gets a little overwhelming to me because I love it all. And it's so nice to talk to somebody or consult with somebody about their house because I can vicariously live a patterned life through them. It's a lot of fun that way. And I think a lot of designers are like that. You know, they just love everything so much that they can just do their best and hand it off to somebody else and they get a little bit of a lift from that. Why do you mix patterns in your home? What do patterns do for your house?
Oh, I think they just add so much visual interest and pop and personality. And as much as I love the neutrals and the whites and the solid colors because they are very calming, but those patterns just add liveliness to a room. So I do love having, you know, at least some in a room because it's such a feast.
It just like makes you swoon, doesn't it? Just even talking about this.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
I'm feeling like I'm getting the vapors.
I know. Patterns, decorating patterns and mixing them is so swoon-worthy.
Well, I think it adds real depth to the room. And done the right way, it can really help you create the flow because you can have the patterns and then you can repeat them throughout the room in other elements like rugs and whatnot. Maybe not necessarily the exact pattern, of course, but the colors and that can help your eye flow through the room. And, you know, we've talked about before really wanting to achieve that flow. And I think that mixing patterns allows you to do that. And hey, when you mix patterns, you can have, you know, more fabrics, and that's you know, and that's really fun as
someone who loves
interior decorating. You know, you don't have to be stuck with one set of, you know, six pillows that match. You know, which is a look, but obviously today we're talking about mixing, and I think that really is a great way to go for almost everyone.
And when you're talking about mixing patterns, you can really infuse your personality into your room by the colors and the patterns you choose and the way you mix them together. It says a lot about who you are, and I think that's one of the reasons I love mixing patterns so much. Today we're going to get right into the rules or a formula or a recipe for mixing patterns, and there's so many variations to this formula to mix patterns. We're not going to really talk to like experts, the expert decorator. Today we want to focus on the beginner and intermediate and give you some real tangible rules that you can follow that will get you mixing patterns like a pro. And I'm just going to say them really quickly and then we're going to discuss them. And we're going to talk about these rules that give you harmony and complement one another and they don't compete. The first rule is using colors, having a multicolored pattern. The second one is vary scale. The third one is use texture. The fourth one is repeat and repeat pattern. And I'd also like to maybe throw a fifth one in there, and we're going to call it using geometrics, because using geometric patterns or stripes or bold checks gives your room a little more of a contemporary look. So we're going to go back and we're going to talk about the first number one in our formula or our recipe for mixing patterns. And you know, you think it's hard to do because we're talking about it and you're not getting a good visual of it, but I'm hopefully we can make our words colorful enough and lively enough that you can see what we mean. And we also have a Pinterest board that you can actually see a lot of examples. We've chalked it pretty full of both, not only home decorating, but also some fashion as well, because I think there's a lot of crossover between the two when we talk about
mixing
patterns.
I love that board. It's just full of life, and it's just so lively. I love all the patterns.
Yeah, and we'll have that in the show notes. Mm-hmm. So let's go back, girls, and talk about the very first number one rule or part of the recipe is using a color, multicolored.
I think that you should use multicolor, but I like to limit it to about 3 to 5 colors, an odd number of colors. Mm-hmm. And have, when we're talking about the scale of the patterns and whatnot, you're going to have a differing amount of the color in each one of the fabrics that you're selecting. So I don't like too much of a, like sort of a Crayola box look.
Mm-hmm,
so I
absolutely
like to limit it to about 3 to 5 colors. You know, one pattern may have all, 5 colors in it or all 3 colors, and maybe the other one only has 1 or 2 of the colors in it, that I like to have a limited palette with the color.
That's good.
Yeah, and I would agree with a limited palette, and I'm also going to add to that, the more uncomfortable you feel, if you feel like you're a novice and this just doesn't feel like something that you're comfortable with, then hone in and just limit your colors even more.
Yeah.
The more you limit the color selections, the easier it's going to be to do
it. Ooh, good advice, Anita. And when we're talking about multicolored patterns, I think of florals, things that are sort of organic. Mm-hmm. Even a multicolored stripe would be something. And when we're talking about that, it's something that has movement or is from nature or has a swirl to it. And we want to use that pattern as a jumping off point. Mm-hmm. for mixing your patterns. The next one, let's talk about varying scale.
Yeah, I think you don't want everything to be the same scale. So we did talk about having 3 different sizes of patterns. So I think you want a large, a medium, and a small. That to add to that is when you have this big splashy pattern, not to put it too much in your room.
Yeah, I think that you should have there and about 60% of your pillows or the fabrics that you're going to be using should be the medium size.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have 30% is the small pattern, and then the remaining 10% should be your pop, your wow, the big bold pattern. So when we're saying scale, we're talking about, the size of the pattern in the fabric. So you might have, 10% may ultimately be just one pillow, and that might have the big bold floral or the big bold abstract or the big bold geometric. And then the others in the 60 and the 30 will be the supporting players to that.
Mm-hmm. And when we're talking about scale, we're talking about how the patterns relate to one another. And I always think of it like this. You can have either something large and geometric, like a Greek key or a stripe or a chevron or a check or a lattice, and plus an organic, an ecot, a botanical, a paisley, something with birds in it, tropical, toile, something like that, plus a small scale pattern that is going to act when it's placed far away. You're not going to look at it from, like you do a swatch, 6 inches, 8 inches away. You're going to look at it, maybe 8 feet away, that this small pattern is going to almost look like it could pass for a solid.
Yeah.
And I use you can flip the organic and the geometric. You can either do a large organic with a medium geometric and a small pattern, or you can use a large geometric with a medium organic and a small pattern. So that's a really good way to think of that.
The other thing I would like to add on these different size prints, I'm going to say that the pattern that's the most complex are 10% accent, the one that's big and splashy and bold and multicolor. I think that's the one that you're going to choose first, because once you have that big splashy one, it's a lot easier to find a smaller, more simple patterns to go with that big splashy one.
Good point, Anita. I like that too. So, and normally a small little pattern wouldn't be like, wow, that's my inspiration for this whole
exactly.
You know,
it gets
normally
lost.
You're
It'll
like,
just
wow,
get lost.
I love this fabric and I need to figure out how to use it. Mm-hmm. You know, so normally, mm-hmm. you know, naturally, I guess, but that's an excellent point to get across to our listeners mm-hmm. that, you know, that, and that's more fun. You start with that big one and then you build it in. Like, you know, if you were casting a play, you'd probably start with your leading lady and then mm-hmm. you'd do the chorus. You wouldn't do it the opposite way.
Although, so you want to make you want to make your big pattern your star.
Yeah.
You don't want to use your baby gingham check as a star.
Right. That's, and then that's your jumping spot. You, you start
absolutely.
There and you go.
Yeah, and the thing I wanted to point out about this is your 60-30-10 rule, because I think when I first started working with patterns, I always felt like my sofa should be the big accent pattern. And so this is a good point, this 10%. So be thinking about mm-hmm. these percentages.
Good point.
And you really brought up something so interesting. You know, we have to consider where you put your pattern as well, mm-hmm. how you mix it, and what you want your room, what you want to be seen in your room. I don't necessarily want my sofa to be the star. You know, I sort of want it to be harmonious and blend in. I really like a solid colored sofa, a lighter sofa. But, you know, a great accent chair is wonderful to put that pattern on that you love. Or, you know, a nice big pillow.
Should we talk about how we can add the patterns?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay. Well, I know your favorite way, Yvonne, is
pillows.
Yeah. I feel like I can't say that because I'm just like, I actually had a comment. This is so cute. I actually had a comment from our readers when we were talking about finding your style and how to use, you know, things that are your style. And she said, I'm driving in the car listening to your podcast screaming, pillows, pillows, pillows. That's my kind of girl. Yes. Yeah. I think that when you're thinking about mixing patterns, it's a good place to start is pillows. You know, that's a really good place to learn how to mix these patterns.
Yeah, well, when we talk about mixing patterns, my mind goes to, you know, square and lumbar. Like, I am thinking pillow the whole time because I also have my larger pieces are neutral and I really like to decorate that way, as we've discussed before. Mm-hmm. I think we all do that. But yeah, an accent chair, pow, you know, bring it in. Pull out the fabric. Even if you did your wow, you know, on the mm-hmm. seat of a chair that maybe is caned backed or something like that. So mm-hmm. it's just a little pow, and then you've got the pillow with the pow on the sofa, and on the other side of the room you've got this chair, and so the pow is now on a horizontal plane, and you're carrying it around, and there you're getting your flow.
Yeah. And so maybe we should talk about some commitment issues too.
Well, can I just tell you that in my family room is very neutral, very casual, like upscale casual. I have white slip covers, and we were looking for a chair, and I loved this. It was a huge, I mean, very big taupe and white houndstooth pattern, and it, you know, my husband came with me, and he said, like, oh, are you sure you want that pattern? Because it was so big. And I just thought, no, I think the room could handle it because mm-hmm. it's that balance, that one big pow. I didn't want it on my sofa, but on a chair, fine. And when I get tired of it and get tired of the chair, and the chair is very being very used very hard, I can just get rid of that.
There you go. Well, mm-hmm. what I was going to say is that let's say you do have a commitment issue and you think, I love this, but I'm not sure I'm going to love this pattern for very long, then that's a great pattern to put on a pillow or a throw, something mm-hmm. that you can easily move out mm-hmm. if you decide that, you know, the relationship is over.
That's yeah. a good point.
And it can be seasonal too. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, I sometimes say, oh, now it's springtime, I'm going to bring out this set of pillows. Mm-hmm. You know, and I, you know, I had sets of pillows for, well, we don't have really deep, dark winter here, but definitely a winter set and a sort of a summery spring set mm-hmm. in our former house. And I'll probably end up doing a similar thing here and mixing it out. Just, and so then you can have a little seasonal accent either through the texture or the fabrics and the patterns. Oh,
well, okay, we've talked about now colors and patterns, how to vary scale, and now let's get into texture, because texture is a very, very important part of mixing patterns as well.
Can I talk about my furry pillows?
Oh, now's the time you can talk about. You know, this isn't a pillow episode, but we have to do one. But pillows are such a great way to begin when we add different types of patterns, and especially texture. So Anita, you take it from here.
Well, I'm just so in love with these. If you've been on my blog, Cedar Hill Farmhouse, I've been talking about these furry accent things. And so I got a furry footstool.
Oh, and I love it.
I love it.
So it's not just pillows, but you can add mm-hmm. this texture with throws, you know, a furry rug. Mm-hmm. Again, there's so many faux pieces now. I have the footstool, the rug that I'm using as a throw, but there's also throws and pillows. And they have them now in pinks and grays and blues and whites. I mean, there's just so many different colors, but I'm mm-hmm. really in love with that texture, and you can mix it with some patterns, and it just adds so much personality to the room.
It does, and Anita, that's big texture.
Yes, well, that's right, but mm-hmm. it's texture, so that's true. You don't have to go, that's kind of toward, you know, one end, but you can certainly add mm-hmm. smaller doses of texture with something maybe more like a nubby kind of homespun linen or, mm-hmm. You know, some sort of linen, in fact, or velvet. You know, there's so many different ways you can add the texture.
And you know, you brought up such a good point. When we think about adding texture as part of mixing patterns in whatever we do, we really need to think about not like using like a silk and another sort of shiny fabric together, or everything all cotton. Mm-hmm. It looks very bland. It looks very sort of stale and not pleasing to the eye, because you really want to mix something like a silk with a linen, a chenille with a cotton, mm-hmm. Something fuzzy and a faux fur with something that is a little more refined, and that just gives such a contemporary look, first of all.
Yes.
But it also gives like a depth to your room. All right.
Yeah, now, Yvonne has some of those sweater pillows, I think, that you had a post on those.
Yeah, you know, I made those. They were really easy to make.
I have a couple from Etsy as well, and then they're great, and they add so much texture.
Yeah, texture is a very important part of the mix, and a lot of people who are just beginning to mix patterns don't think about that. All right, and we did sort of touch on repeated patterns. That's number 5. Mm-hmm. And it's really important that when you are mixing patterns in a room, that you repeat some of it somewhere mm-hmm. else. So let's say you have an accent chair. You're going to take something from that, and you're going to repeat it maybe in a pillow, or you know what's a neat place to repeat it? If you get like an old crate or a tray, you can line the bottom of it.
Oh, great idea.
With fabric, and you can put things on top of it to make a vignette, and it's almost like a hidden way that just hints at that pattern in a room.
Oh, I like that.
And you know what else I've been playing around with lately are these beautiful papers that I think they're for, I don't know, in the craft store, but I guess they're for the old scrapbooks. But mm-hmm. I found some amazing gold, and it's like got a gold background and these floral, a floral also on the gold. And I've used that to make some small things for the house, like little, just used a coffee can and put that around it and made this beautiful, very, you know, trendy pencil holder. It's really
nice. Yeah, nice. Or just even a piece to put in a bookshelf.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or you could wrap your books with some sort of paper mm-hmm. and put it in your bookshelves, just to add a little, you know, just a little pattern to the room.
And, you know, talk about wrapping books. That is one of my big decorating secrets, sort of, that I do. I, I wrap my books in burlap. And it gives such a nice texture. And you sort of don't know it's in the room. Mm-hmm. It's very subtle, but yet it pleases the eye. And that's really what we want to do.
And while we're talking about repeat, you know, there's the repeating of the pattern throughout the room and the mixing. But there's also repeat in a swatch or repeat in a pattern.
Yes.
Either be
yes.
fabric or wallpaper. Mm-hmm. So you need to be careful when you're picking from a swatch, mm-hmm. And then you're going to order some yardage, and maybe you're going to cover a chair or make some pillows. You have to make sure that you're getting the full picture. Mm-hmm. When I was really little, my mom and dad saved up for, it was our first house, and they saved up to buy a sofa. And I remember going to this little furniture store with my mom, and we spent, seemed like maybe a week in there, you know, together. And it was a hot summer, muggy New York day. And I was sitting on all these sofas, and she's looking through all these books with this man. And she finally finds the one she wants, and she's so excited. And we walk out, and I think she put, you know, a deposit down. And then about, I don't know, 6 weeks or so go by, and the couch is arriving, and it's the sofa is coming through the door. And my mother's so excited, and she looks, and she gets this like crazy deer in the headlights look in her eyes, and she's like, "This is not my sofa. My sofa doesn't have birds on it."
Oh no.
And there was nothing for me to sit on to watch TV. You know, I was looking
forward
to this sofa.
Did you
I didn't care what it had on it.
So in other words, the swatch did not have the birds.
The swatch did not have all these like,
oh my gosh,
Kelly, pokey baked birds on it. And there were birds everywhere. I don't, they must have cut the swatch from a corner. Well, no, my mom, you know, my mom was super young. I don't think she just, you know, she wasn't the kind of person who was going to be like, take that thing out of my house. And she'd been waiting for it. And I think part of it, she didn't want to admit that she had purchased, you know, a big giant couch with like, I don't know, this giant flock of birds on it. And so
Kelly, if your mom were on our podcast, that would be,
oh, my mom would love to be on our podcast.
Takeaway.
That would have made it to our blunders episode, don't you think?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Oh. That would have been one of my mom's blunders. I mean, maybe that was the only one she ever made. But yeah, but the birds came and they nested and they lived in our living room for a long time. We all got used to them. But yeah, that's a good lesson. I mean, you know,
did she ever come to love the birds?
I think she came to coexist.
There was peace. There was peace reigned in your home.
Just a little chirping. But yeah.
All right. So we've talked about, let's review again, multicolors, colored patterns, vary scale, use texture, repeat patterns. And then I'm just going to throw this one in. For a contemporary look, and we're talking about harmony, finding harmony in mixing patterns right now, add a geometric.
I love stripes. I love them.
And
the checks. We've talked about the buffalo checks and smaller checks. You know, very French.
I hate
look.
Stripes. I just want to say,
really?
Well,
like big bold stripes. You don't.
I don't
like
know why I hate stripes. I don't like stripes in clothing. I just don't like stripes. I like, you know, I respect that they're nice and clean and lines looking. But I just am not a stripes girl.
Even if you don't like stripes, when you are mixing patterns, think about really going with a very cool geometric. They're really on trend right now.
Okay. Well, and I think it depends on the stripe. There's some ugly stripes out there, but there's plenty of really good-looking ones, too.
I know, you're kind of like, it's a stripe. It's like a line. How could it be ugly? But, you know, it's like, or how could it be great? But it's,
you're just not a linear-thinking person.
There you go.
Oh, she's feeling like it's boxing her in or something.
Yes.
I don't know.
I'd like to take the circuitous route.
What about, now, I've seen in the last few years a very interesting type of mixing patterns, and I don't really know what to call it other than you've seen mixings of patterns that don't look quite harmonious to your eye. They have some harmony, but there's some tension. And when
good
I'm talking about tension, if you'd hold two pieces of fabric up, you'd think, ooh, they don't go.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes. And they do that in fashion too, where you think that doesn't go at all.
Very big in fashion right now.
I like the juxtaposition of things. But to me, it's a more a subtle juxtaposition where there's, you know, some nubbiness next to something that's smooth and silky. Mm-hmm. I like that better.
I do too.
Then I'm not a big fan of just going
Well, breaking the rules, basically.
But it's almost like the breaking the rules just to break the rules. Like,
yeah,
sometimes
exactly,
when I look at some of those things in the magazines, and I think they just, you know, someone just had a bunch of pills and they dumped them on there, and there was no purpose there. Or you're just trying to push the envelope so far. But I don't really want tension on my sofa. I want to relax.
I think some people do really like that. I mean, they tend to be very bold, very strong.
They probably
strong
like
colors.
Stripes, too. I don't like
stripes. Well, you know, and actually, I'm sort of one of those people, because it's almost, at first it was like watching a train wreck. Like, you can't take your eyes off of it. And then I tried to figure out what makes this work. Mm-hmm. And I came up with a few things.
They
start with the rules that we were talking about: multicolored, texture, varying scale, repeating mm-hmm. pattern. They're big into a lot of geometrics, but also they use like black and white stripes. I'm finding that horizontally with a different color of floral or an organic, and they're bold stripes and not a shy and retiring floral or organic, sort of a bold as well. Or mixing stripes with another geometric that has a lot of white space in it. And I think mm-hmm. that's beautiful. And you can see that on our Pinterest board. We'll put that again on our show notes. I like that polka dots have been used almost like they're a neutral. And I think, and I just think that's so beautiful. And animal prints, and I yes. am wild, haha, no pun intended.
Oh my gosh. Yvonne. You've been waiting all day to say
I
that.
Know, no, it just came right out. Animal prints, I'm just wild over them, mm-hmm. and they're used as almost a neutral too. So
yes, and I remember think they the whole, are a neutral. They
remember
are.
The whole mm-hmm. animal,
classic.
The
mm-hmm.
leopard phase, was that, when was that? Like 10 years ago, everybody had leopard print,
absolutely.
Everything.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's funny in the magazines, because that happens every couple of years, where it was like, oh, animal prints, and animal mm-hmm. socks and scarves and mm-hmm. boots and pillows and rugs. I mean, animal prints are classics.
In decor, yeah, absolutely. I so agree with you. They're beautiful. But to get this tension, I've really been sort of pulling apart, what is it that makes them work with that tension? Mm-hmm. And those are the things I've come up with.
No, I think you're right. You've hit it, Yvonne. Yeah. If you're going to do that, it's got to be really good. You mm-hmm. can't get away with it, because it's kind of like, oh yeah, that's nice, you know, because it's like, wow. So you've got to nail it. And sometimes when I'm seeing it, they're not getting close to hitting mm-hmm. the mark, and it just looks like some pillows that don't go together, mm-hmm. or you know, some fabrics in a room that don't go together.
But when they nail it. It's worth looking at.
Yeah, there's a couple on the mm-hmm. Pinterest board that I saw that are really good.
I put up a couple this morning, actually fashion, that I thought were so well done together. And, you know, I look at this new, we'll call it sort of new type of mixing patterns, like modern art. Hmm. You know, I the first time I went to the Guggenheim, some modern art I think is so awesome, and others I'm thinking like, oh, I could do, you know, not only could I do it, like when my kids were little, my kids could have done it.
Yeah. And have you noticed too, back, you know, maybe 20 years ago, it seemed like if you wanted a rug, your only choices were the Orientals that had lots of saturated colors and just very mm-hmm. heavy, you know, lots of pattern. And now I love that we have so many rug choices that are simpler. And so it's so much easier to work with them and mixing in other patterns. Because mm-hmm. I remember seeing so many times where there would be an Oriental rug and the patterns in the room just didn't even seem to in any way work with the Oriental rug.
Yes. Oh, right. And don't you think they were limited to a certain color palette as well?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So I love all these.
For the most part.
I love all the patterns that we've got now. Mm-hmm. There's so many, because I prefer a simple patterned rug. I prefer a two-color rug, and it's so much easier to find them these days.
We're talking my love language, rugs and pillows, rugs
we
and gotta pillows.
We got to do an episode on rugs.
Oh, absolutely. So we're seeing these two camps of mixing patterns. The I will call it tried and true, lots of harmony, complementing, something that looks so beautiful to your eye, and it's really not hard to attain. And then this new kind of mixing patterns that can be equally as beautiful if done well, where there is some or even sometimes a great deal of tension, and it doesn't maybe at first look so wonderful to your eye until you really start looking at it. Girls, let's do this. Let's give just a few tips to end our, because we're almost out of time here, to end our edition or episode 15. I'd like to start. Don't be too matchy-matchy.
Mm-hmm. I like that one. I'm going to say try going to a fabric store or a store that sells pillows and play around with the patterns and see what you can come up with and have a lot of fun. And if you're at the fabric store, bring a bunch of those swatches home and play with them.
That's an excellent, excellent tip. Go to a store like a Home Goods, a Pier One, and they have tons of pillows. Nobody's going to know that you're just playing with them. Get the pillows out and see what kind of patterns you can come up with. Unfortunately, in my case, I would have a cart full to take home.
Right, or but, they might hire you because you're so good at it.
Hey, that's right. It may be a new job for you.
My thought is this, if you want to go the really inexpensive route, find some tea towels or some napkins that you love the pattern of. And you know, lots of times napkins come in pillow sizes and learn to make an envelope pillow. I'm going to do it with these Buffalo Chef napkins. And I think there were 6 for $12. So, you know, that's
a good deal. Along those lines, Kelly, I one time found some bandanas and they were all twall. But I guess the bandana store.
I want to be in that cowboy group.
I know. Bandanas.
I love it.
I was buying them to use as napkins for a party we had at the farm, and I saw the toile, and I'm thinking, hello, country French. And of course, the people buying bandanas were not appreciating the toile. So they were marked 50% off. So I nabbed, I think all of the ones that I think I have 60. So those would be great too for pillows.
Wow.
Hey, well, send some our way.
I had a big party. I needed a lot of napkins.
Yeah. Oh. And see, that's such a clever idea. Look for napkins. Mm-hmm. And Kelly's going to show you how to make a pillow out of it.
Yes. Yeah. I actually think I might venture into the zipper realm. I've been an envelope girl for a while. I think I'm ready to try a zipper.
Okay.
So I'll let you guys know how that goes.
Yeah, please.
Well,
do.
You know, we've talked a lot about mixing patterns, giving you our formula or our recipe for how to mix patterns. We've talked about harmony and tension, polka dots, black and white stripes, animal prints. And so we covered a lot today. But if you want to see it, if not just hearing it, but if you want to see it, we will definitely in the show notes give you the place where you can see it on our Pinterest boards.
Okay, remember, we're here to inspire you to create a beautiful home. Until next time.
Hey there, if you're loving our podcast like we're loving our podcast, we would love you to rate and review us. Head to iTunes to do that. It's easy and it would mean so much to us. And if you do rate and review us, we're going to enter you to win a fantastic giveaway. The details for the giveaway are in the show notes for this episode, and you can find the show notes at decoratingtipsandtricks.com.